Hi, good morning. I'm Noelle Bazzini-Barricat. I work with Los Angeles County Department of Public Health. And I'm excited to tell you a little bit about some of the work we're doing. So LA County, I think, very different than the rural. So there we go. We're going to talk about our new employee orientation program that we developed in Los Angeles County for the Department of Public Health employees. So I'll describe the different parts of the new employee orientation program and how it's promoted effective engagement of the new workforce and explain two outcomes of what we call NEO and the evaluation process for it. Historically, a little bit of context, LA County has 10 million residents that live in Los Angeles County. That's larger than 42 states in the nation. And LA County Department of Public Health has 4,000 employees. So every month we have somewhere between 20 to 30 new employees that we hire that come through our new employee orientation program. Historically, it was purely an HR program, a human resource program. They'd come, they'd spend the day, they'd file, they'd fill out all their policy paperwork, get someone from the union and someone from the benefits department to present, and that was it. They were done. And we really felt like there was a huge disconnect for the employee with the organization. They came, they really didn't know where they were working, and especially if they weren't public health professionals, but a lot of our administrative professionals, for them it was, it didn't make a difference that they were in public health or in health services or in Department of Public Works. They had no connection to the organization on a bigger scale. And we really had just gone through a strategic planning process, had developed a new vision, mission statement, strategic plan, and wanted to make sure that every employee that got hired had a deep connection to the organization, understood who they were working for beyond the immediate office that they were in, but had a larger perspective of the organization and how their work contributed to achieving the mission and vision. With that said, we brought on a new employee, Betsy Swanson-Hollinger, who's really the creator of this program. She's not here today, so I'm doing this presentation for her. But she just had a lot of vision, creativity, and really created a program to draw employees and help them immediately connect. Some of our early research showed that employees needed to have a deep connection with their organization early on. And the research out there shows that we have them for about 6 months. If we can get them in their first 6 months of employment, if they feel connected to the organization, if they feel like they understand the mission and vision and see how their work connects to the mission and vision and how they are contributing to that, we can keep them for much longer. And they're much more invested in the work they do. They're more committed, and they enjoy their work more, which is really what we want to see too. Sheree's going to talk a little bit about that later with the new supervisor development program. But all of it is true for all new employees. So we really felt like we got to catch them early, quickly, and give them the information they need in a positive way so they have a positive engagement. So what we added to that HR day, because that was really an HR day, we couldn't touch it, but we wanted to create this other opportunity, was this other new employee orientation program that we made tandem to the new employee orientation for HR. So this part, I'm moving backwards, aren't I? Sorry. This part, we did a bit of a needs assessment and tried to determine what we really needed to do. There were some things we needed to teach them in curriculum. They had to get HIPAA, and they weren't getting HIPAA anywhere. How do your employees get HIPAA right now? Is it through a self-learning module?
Yeah.
On the internet? Okay. Any of you do classroom HIPAA? Okay. We do both too, but we really thought if we captured them in new employee orientation, which we were offering now in our very first month of employment, we'd have a way of engaging them with some of the HIPAA issues much earlier on. And we also felt like there was a demonstrated need for them to have a better understanding of the community they were serving and what was going on with LA County. So that was the trends in public health and customer service. I'm gonna explain these two a little bit more. Again, 4,000 employees, 2-day employee orientation. We first started this new employee orientation quarterly, but that really wasn't meeting the demand of our hiring process. So we're now offering it once a month, and it's the day after the HR orientation is when it begins. The stakeholders and partners involved, our office is the Office of Organizational Development and Training. Within Los Angeles County Department of Public Health. We also partnered very closely with Human Resources, and we really targeted for our day everybody who comes into our department, whether they're a full-time employee, a part-time employee, a contract employee, a volunteer, whoever is gonna be partnering and sitting at a desk and really working with us, we really wanted to bring into the new employee orientation. The classes were held centrally at a centralized location every week. Course enrollment and registration was done through Human Resources, so the day they came in, filled out all their paperwork. They signed them up and told them when to come so we wouldn't lose anyone. Folks wouldn't slip through the cracks. And everything was registered in our learning management system. So curriculum development, let me tell you a little bit about the curriculum and why we picked these topics. Public health trends. This was really a request by our director of our department, who felt that employees really didn't understand what was going on in the community and didn't know what the trends were and why we were doing what we were doing. So Betsy spent several months working with each one of our divisions and got trends data for tobacco and how are we doing in terms of tobacco control, child health morbidity issues, communicable disease trends, and all the data that she could find, and created a presentation that really linked the work we're doing with why we're doing it, and then the impact it's having on the population. So she could show what the data's been, how our department's contributed to improving the health outcomes, and then how the trends have improved over time as a result of a lot of that work. So that trends really became an initial way for employees to understand what was going on in the department. And it also helped them understand their work. So there's some activities and games that she created in the curriculum that basically had every employee engage with what their specific work responsibilities were going to be and which division they were in and how that work was impacting the health outcomes. So there was an immediate, tangible opportunity to reflect and see how they're contributing to the overall health of the community they're working in. We also offer a 2-hour core functions of public health. How many of you are familiar with Bernard Turnock's book? A few of you, okay. If you haven't read it, I recommend it. Public health, what it is and how it works. He wrote it in the 90s, but it's still very relevant. And it basically says there are 3 core functions of public health: assessment, assurance, and policy development. Out of that have come the 10 essential services of public health. Are you familiar with the 10 essential services of public health? So what we do in those 2 hours is really talk about what public health is, who we are as a nation and as a group of professionals working in public health, and what we're trying to achieve, and help them connect in tangible ways to their work in terms of assessment, assurance, and policy development through that opportunity. Then HIPAA, what used to be the most boring class ever, is now actually rated as their best class through new employee orientation, because we've turned it into basically a game where they're given scenarios of potential HIPAA violations and how their work would impact. We have something called an audience response system. We're really privileged to have that. Are you familiar with what an audience response system is? It's basically what the guests get in is it Jeopardy? No, not Jeopardy. In what's that show? Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Where you get to vote, the audience gets to vote, they get a little keypad. We have a keypad system. So this course has turned into an interactive game. All of the employees get a keypad and we ask them questions. We see what their answers are, tell them why some of them have come up with the wrong answer, and have processed through it in a really interactive way, which has made it a really positive, tangible experience and something that they remember and they can take back with some real life examples of how to address HIPAA issues in the workplace. Finally, customer service. Of course, customer service is something that crosses any organization, and we really, in LA County Department of Public Health, consider this a huge issue and something that we really want to address and make sure that every employee in the department has the highest level of customer service they can in providing services to not only the community, but also to other coworkers in the department that contact them. So we have a 2-hour customer service session that we provide, where we go into a lot of details on customer service issues and help work through that. Each module, of course, has adult learning principles, interactive activities, puzzles, matching games, small group, and dyad work. It's a very interactive process. The audience response system is incorporated. Some samples of course content for public health trends. They identify the number of service planning areas in LA County. They describe 5 disease trends in the counties that they work in the jurisdictions that they work in. They list a minimum of 3 activities that have been developed by some of the other programs, so they really have a good understanding of the work that the other programs are doing. And they actually learn and memorize the department's vision and mission in that section. So they really understand what the vision is and are able to articulate it. Some core content for our core functions. Again, we go through the core functions, the 10 essential services, and really help them have a deeper understanding of the activities there. For HIPAA, it's really understanding the laws around HIPAA, the legal issues, and the differences in administrative, physical, and technical security. Not a fun topic, but I'm always surprised when I look at the evals that they've really enjoyed that course. The way we teach customer service is we break it down into 3 dimensions of service. There's the technical, the interpersonal, and the systems processes. The technical is, do you have the technical knowledge to provide the answers to the questions that are being asked of you? The second, interpersonal, is are you doing it in a way that is responsive and engaging? Do you have the right interpersonal approach? And then the systems processes is really, are the systems in place to address the issues that are being raised to you? And this is really a way that we engage every employee and say, you all have the ability to improve the system in the organization and have a way to make it better. So where the systems aren't in place and you're engaging the population, you have the ability. So I think it really creates an immediate empowering opportunity for the workers to see that they can improve systems. They don't have to live with the systems that are in place and throw their hands up, but can have ways that they can really come up with suggestions and ways to improve the system immediately. And we explain ACT, which is appropriate communication techniques. So we go through scenarios and dialogue situations where they kind of work through specific customer service issues. And finally, we talk about the plus level encounter. Are you familiar? How many of you are familiar with customer service lingo? Not really a public health thing. So we've been learning about it as we go through. But plus level is kind of giving that added, that one added extra help of what else can I do for you? Or thank you so much for calling. And ending it with a plus level, not just giving them what they're asking for, but giving them a little bit more to improve their customer service. And so this creates a basic level of expectation, not only of what we expect of them as new employees in the organization, but also what they should expect of their coworkers that they work with. Finally, we're doing some evaluations of our new employee orientation. This is just for this last fiscal year. We had 12 offerings, 300 participants. The 71% includes our no-show rate of folks that didn't come of the 300. So you see that 95% say, or 99% said that the objectives were somewhat, oh no, I'm sorry, 95 said the objectives were fully met. 97% said they were satisfied with the course. And only 81% responded to would they recommend. 18% left this blank, but of the ones that responded, 81 said they would recommend the course. And speakers' overall effectiveness on a scale of 1 to 5 was 4.9. So the speakers got very high ratings for their effectiveness with teaching the course. Some qualitative comments: the training was very motivating and dynamic. The interaction increased their retention. That's really, we want to see retention, job satisfaction, and improved more effectiveness in the workplace. And those are really the things that we're looking at as we hire new employees. I learned the health of Los Angeles communities and the changes within recent years, and the public health vision and mission statement. Both are important because they're very much related to my particular job. And that's critical. We want them to see how the work that they're doing, whether they're a clerical or they're hired as an executive administrator, their work is related to the mission and vision. And the core functions and infrastructure portion helped me understand, appreciate, and feel connected to my new job. Summary: public health trends module has been very successful. We're adapting the audience response system into that module and the games that have been really helpful. And we're now actually teaching that one module as its own independent course, because a lot of the employees who, we don't offer it anywhere else except for new employee orientation. A lot of the divisions have said they really want it for their staff. So now we're offering it as an independent course. Evaluation data strengthened using knowledge pre and post test. So we're going to start a knowledge pre and post test in this next year as well, to see how much of the information they're actually keeping and learning over time. And the qualitative portion course evals show high level of connection and engagement to public health. And that's it for us. Thank you.